Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, third and final hour here, Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser and Jake Gasson with you here on Christmas Eve, December 23rd. We're going to get into our final college football playoff game that we got a preview. We'll dive into some of the other bowl games that we have. There are some reports out there that Jeff Brohm is the name of interest for Michigan. He's coaching in a bowl game today against Toledo. So maybe his swan song at the Ville, and then he heads off to Ann Arbor to coach the Wolverines. And then we'll get into some futures in the NFL. We broke down the Week 17 slate, but again, a lot going on in the AFC, the NFC. We'll break down both of those conferences and maybe who we like to go to the Super Bowl before some lightning bets and our favorite bets of the day and maybe of the week as well. But Jake, final game left, Sugar Bowl, Georgia, Ole Miss. Georgia's 7-point favorite in New Orleans. Total in the game is 56.5. What are your angles when you look at this matchup?
PJ, I know it was Tulane. I was pretty impressed by Ole Miss. Like, I thought they would win that game. I didn't think they'd win so convincingly, because I said on this network on multiple shows that, listen, with Ole Miss, Dad said, I'm going out for cigarettes and I ain't ever coming back. Good luck. And also, the water's getting turned off too, because I ain't paying the bills. Like, I kind of thought that they might be a little flat. I thought Tulane might give them a little bit of a fight. I didn't think Tulane was going to win the game, but I thought they could maybe cover, and it was never close. I mean, Ole Miss just immediately kicked him in the mouth and never looked back. Now, Georgia isn't Tulane. It's a little bit different, little bit step up in competition. But I'm inclined to take the 7 with Ole Miss here. I think that they're super motivated. Maybe you can make the argument that, oh, well, they had their first game where they came out super motivated, and now this is where they fall flat. But I was impressed by them. I think 7, similarly to Alabama, is maybe a little bit too much, too many points. I think Georgia wins, but I think I'm going to be taking the 7 here.
I'm torn on this game because I worry that Ole Miss might have like some Team of Destiny vibes to them. You know, just like Kiffin Lee.
I mean, how funny would it be? Like, if Ole Miss go everything that happened, how funny would it be? They just win. They just win it all. That'd be hysterical. Like, Lane's sitting there in his office, dad's sitting with his new family, and he just goes, wait, what? That would be very funny.
I'm kind of nervous of it. Like, because that offense is really good. I'm not there with the defense. I don't think the defense is good enough to win the title. And, like, for them to beat Georgia and then potentially beat Ohio State, like, would just be insane. So, I don't think it happens. But Jake, like, Ole Miss already played Georgia this year, and they went into Athens, and they should have beaten them. They were winning for a majority of that game. They were winning in the fourth quarter. Now, the main difference is no Kiffin, but Georgia's defense is just night and day from what it was when those two teams played earlier. Like, Georgia's defense was still a mess back then. A lot of teams were having success through the air against them. You watch them now. I mean, we all saw them in the SEC title game. Watch what they did to Georgia Tech. You watch what they did to Texas. Like, their defense has just made such tremendous strides, and you would expect that under Kirby Smart. But, like, also the recency bias. Like, people watch Georgia and Alabama, and they watch Georgia just crush Bama. Mm-hmm. And you got to wonder how much of that is dictating this spread. Feels like 7 is probably a little too high. I think Ole Miss at 7 is probably the right side. And Jake, like, again, man, the thing with some of these semifinal games, like, the Rose Bowl is going to be 75-25 Indiana fans. The Sugar Bowl is going to be 75-25 Ole Miss fans, right? Like, Georgia and Bama, I mean, their fans have experienced a lot of these high-profile games a lot. A lot of them are hoping out and holding out money to go to maybe some semifinal games or some national title games. Ole Miss has never been to the playoff. Indiana has never been to the Rose Bowl. I don't know if they've ever been to the Rose Bowl. If they have, it's certainly been a long, long time. But they're the number one seed, right? Like, these fan bases are going all out. They've been waiting for this for a long, long time. So they're going to have the crowd on their side. I don't know. I don't think it's a game I'm going to end up betting. I think I want to bet it live. I think Georgia probably wins, but I kind of get nervous that Ole Miss could upset them potentially. I go back and forth. What I will say, if you like Ole Miss in the game, I think you bet the over. I think it's correlated.
Ooh.
I think of all the semifinal matchups, the one that I feel best about side and total being correlated is Ole Miss. Because I don't see them beating Georgia like 24-20. I think if they beat Georgia, it's a shootout. I think they beat Georgia 35-31, 38-34. That's how they beat Oklahoma on the road. And again, they were beating Georgia in the fourth quarter. If they would have won that game, it would have gone over the number. I think that's Ole Miss path to success. If you like the Rebels, bet the over in the game. Georgia, I think, could win a game that either goes over or under the total. So I don't think really anything is correlated with them. That's how I would play it. You like Ole Miss money line, you like Ole Miss plus 7, parlay it with the over, because I think their only path to victory is a shootout. But Jake, I just kind of want to sit back, I want to watch, and I want to see what this game looks like, because it really wouldn't shock me, man, if Ole Miss wins this game, and then we just start talking about Team of Destiny vibes with this team.
I would love to see it, and it would be so perfectly just the theater that is college football that we've known to come and love, like, come to know and love. Thank you. That would be so perfect. That storyline, we would talk about it forever. And by the way, 1968, Indiana's last Rose Bowl. So, you know, it's been almost 60 years for Indiana. But I'm with you. I think the over is correlated with Ole Miss just because we know what Chambliss can do. We know what Lacy can do. Lacy looked awesome in that first game too. Just the way that he just runs over everybody, but also he's so fast. Shocker, like, a SEC Division I running back is really good at, you know, running. But I think you're right. I think those two things are correlated. But I also worry that we're going to do this whole song and dance, and we're going to do that Team of Destiny. Oh, well, if the offense can click, and then we just go in and Georgia wins like 20-13, and they just make Ole Miss play that grinded out, gritty, rock fight type of game, and they just win. And maybe Ole Miss still covers, because I said 20-13, that would cover, well, you'd push the 7, but it just kind of feels like we always do this with Georgia, where we try to like nitpick and find ways to analyze, oh, well, if this, that, and the other happen, then the other team can win, and then just none of that happens, and Georgia just rolls.
It definitely could. Here's my other thought, too, when betting these games. Jake, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that put together an Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia money line parlay, right? Plus 140. Who screws it up? Who's the team that ruins the parlay? My vote would either be Alabama or Ole Miss. I go back and forth between the two. I think we both feel confident it's probably not going to be Miami. And maybe the parlay hits. But I think if the parlay hits, you're going to need one of these favorites to come back and win the game, right? Like, there's going to be one of these favorites is going to make it difficult on themselves. And obviously the question is trying to figure out who that is. I think if you ask most people, they would say Alabama. I just got a funny suspicion like it might be Ole Miss. I don't know. It's going to be one of those two teams. But who do you think would be the dog that might screw it up?
I think you mentioned it already. I would have to say Alabama, because they have that super high ceiling. Like, I think they have a higher ceiling than Ole Miss. I think they have a higher ceiling than a couple, than obviously Miami. But because we saw it, we've seen it, the results. I mean, we kind of saw flashes of it in that Oklahoma game too. I lean towards Alabama, because also it feels like, wouldn't it be so college football if the number one overall seed gets in? They've been on this magic carpet ride, really going back to last year. And oh, here we go. They're the one seed now. They got even better from last year. They have the Heisman winner. Everybody likes him because he's so likable. And, you know, his voice is cracking in the post game. And then they just lose. And then it's just big, bad, evil empire, Alabama again. And everyone's saying, oh, remember when everyone wanted to fire Kalen DeBoer and say that he should go to Michigan? And, oh, well, now they're going to the semis. Like, it just doesn't that feel so scripted? Like, doesn't that feel so like you could so perfectly see it?
You could. I hope we see it. I really
do. Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. What am I saying? Obviously, you hope that happens.
Hope we see it. All right, Jake, so fill out the rest of your bracket. What do you think the semifinal matchups are going to be? Who's your national champion, championship game? And then who's your champion? What's your bracket the rest of the way?
I still think I'm going to stick to my guns. I think Texas Tech wins. I do think they beat Oregon. You know what? I'm going to take a stand. What do I have to lose? I think Alabama beats Indiana. I think they win outright. I think we see Tech going against Alabama, and then I think Georgia wins still. I think Ole Miss makes it close, and they cover, but I do think that Georgia wins. I think Ohio State wins. I do think Georgia upsets Ohio State, though. If you're going to give me Gunnar Stockton and Kirby Smart against Ryan Day and Julian Sain, but most importantly, Ryan Day, I'm going to take Kirby in that spot every single time. So I think Georgia ends up upsetting Ohio State. I'm sticking to it. I think Texas Tech beats Alabama. I think we get Texas Tech over Georgia. Did I bet that? So I'm trying to manifest it. Yes, I would really love that 20-1 to come home. So maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I think Tech beats Georgia in the championship game.
You're going with Texas Tech to win the national championship.
I absolutely am, PJ Glasser. Let me be the first to say, Jake Hassan, in the year of our Lord, 2025, 2 days before Christmas, give me the Red Raiders. Texas Tech wins the Natty over Georgia.
If that happens, you clip this off and you send it out everywhere. If it doesn't, then you just burn it. You burn it.
We never talk about it again.
Never talk about that again. I too like Texas Tech to beat Oregon. I think Indiana squeaks by Bama, so I think we get Indiana and Texas Tech. Going with Ohio State over Miami.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jake, I really
do it. Be a man.
I want to pick
Ole. Do it. Be a man.
I want to pick Ole Miss.
Do it.
Let's go with Ole Miss. Let's go with Ole Miss against Ohio State. I actually kind of think they might win. Because here's my theory, too. This happens all the time also in March Madness, where bracket comes out and we all play like the hypothetical game, where it's like, oh, could you imagine if we get UConn and Auburn in the Sweet 16? Could you imagine if we get Michigan State and North Carolina in the Elite? Like, we all look at the, right? And like, Jake, they almost never happen. Like, all the matchups that everybody wants to see, like, they just – and when the bracket came out, all of us were looking at that Ohio State-Georgia game. We were all looking at that 2-3. A lot of people feel like that could be the de facto national championship. Maybe we do end up getting that game, but I think one of those dogs is going to make it really tough on one of those teams. And as we sit here, I do the show yesterday with Kate. I do the show today with you today. I think Ole Miss might win, Jake. So, damn it, what do we have to lose? Ole Miss upsets Georgia. I'll go Ole Miss, Ohio State semi, Indiana, Texas Tech semi. I'll go Texas Tech in the national championship against Ohio State. Just think Ohio State's too good. I think they're too good. I think they go back-to-back. I think they go back-to-back and they win it all. I'm with you, though, on Texas Tech to the national championship game. My take is that I don't think Indiana is going to the Natty. Whether Bama beats them, whether Texas Tech or Oregon beats them, I don't think Indiana goes to the national championship because, Jake, it was the way that I felt about Oregon last year when they were the undefeated Big Ten champion, got the number one seed, and everybody's like, oh, this Oregon, they're so good. They're going to go to the Natty. They're probably going to win it. Like, their team's complete. It's just too hard in this era of college football to go undefeated and win a national championship, I think, unless you're just like a generational team. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, their LSU team could run the table and win it all. One of those prime Alabama Nick Saban team, like that 2020 team with Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, when they won the Heisman, they could have run the table and go undefeated. You need a team like that. I think all of us would agree there's not a team out there this year in college football. I just don't think Indiana's going to run the table. I don't think they're going to win the Natty. And please don't bet Indiana at plus 320. You could have gotten them at such better prices throughout the rest of the year. So I don't see any value betting Indiana price or even just the fact that I think they're going to do it. I think the value is actually in Bama at 18-1. Or Texas Tech, like we've been talking about, at 8-1. I think that's your value play. It's in the top half, and I think you either take your shot with Oregon, Texas Tech, or Alabama, one of those three teams. I take my shot with Texas Tech, Jake, like you, but ultimately, I think Ohio State goes back-to-back. They win it again. They're just the best team. Their defense is ridiculous. They got those two receivers saying, I think we'll make enough plays, so I'll take Ohio State. Jake going with Texas Tech to win the Natty, but Jake, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to take Ohio State to pull the upset and take down Georgia. All right, we come back. Can we talk a little baseball, Jake? Is that cool? I want to talk some baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.